Welcome to this week's episode of Warren's World right here on 91.1 WEDM.
91.1 WEDM, you are tuning into an episode of Warren's World. It's me, Isaiah, here, also known as DJ Izzy, during my live sessions. And I have a special guest for my first podcast of Warren's World. We have
Jada Hughes
from Warren Central Photography. And if you guys don't know what photography is, then look it up on Google. You know, they have the definition on there. Basically, you take pictures of stuff and you turn it into art or just great pictures. You can make money off of it, you know, all that type of good stuff. But my first question I'm going to start with is, what made you want to start photography? What made you want to join Warren Central Photography?
Well, I always had a vision for things. I want people to see the world the way I see it, and photography is the best way to do that.
So are you like, you take pictures of like animals and bugs and other type of stuff, or are you more like you take pictures of other people or yourself?
I like doing portraits because I feel like you really capture a person's personality through like the pictures you take.
It's a weird question right here. What kind of camera do you use?
I just use the ones the school gave me because I don't got enough money to buy my own camera. So, you know.
So you just use the ones at school. Are they pretty good cameras? You get pretty good pictures out of those?
Yeah, they're pretty good, but you could have like a really good camera and still take bad photos. It's all about your skill.
So what's the editing process like? How do you know what to edit in a picture that you take?
Well, you got to think about what you want it to look like and what you can fix. Like, we use Photoshop. We just basically like tweak a couple of things. Like, we have tutorials. You're going to find them online. Like, anybody can really edit.
What are some of your favorite things to take pictures of?
I like taking pictures of people, or I like taking pictures of like my surroundings and like changing it to look like something completely different, you know?
So is there like a famous photographer or someone that you look up to, try to model your style after?
I really don't try to model my style after anybody because I feel like with art, it's kind of like rude to copy off other people because art is all about expression. And if you copy somebody else, you basically like disrespecting them to me. But I gotta say, my friend Leah, she's really good at photography. She inspired me.
So do you like inspire each other? Like, you guys get pictures, be like, oh, that's nice. I might have to do something similar, but not the same.
Yeah, something like that.
Who's your teacher? Is he a...
First semester I had Mr. Spencer, now I got Mr. Bowles.
And what's the difference between like the stuff they teach you in photography?
They different teaching techniques?
Yeah.
I say they about the same. Like, they want you to be more hands-on. Like, if you have a question, they want you to figure out yourself instead of like always asking them.
So would you recommend Warren Central Photography Club to a younger sibling or a younger person coming through Warren Central?
I would, because I feel like Warren Central has a lot of opportunities. Like, for example, radio. Like, we have a lot of opportunities that people don't really take advantage of, and if they do, they wait too long. So yeah, I would definitely recommend this class.
With you being a junior, is your interest, you know, studying photography in college?
It is a possibility because I already have a credit towards it for Vincent's because it is AP class. So yeah, I definitely would.
So what are some good, you know, colleges that have, you know, well, clubs at in doing photography?
Could you reset the question?
What are some good colleges that have good photography programs, I should say?
I would definitely say Vincent's because that's the one I have my credit with. And I really don't know any others. I was just worried about that one.
Have you ever thought about selling some of your pictures that you take?
If I ever take one that I really like, I probably would. Most definitely.
Because, you know, Instagram, I like to say, I use Instagram a lot, but people are starting to get paid because, you know, they take or record good videos or pictures, and then other pages would like to also post that video or picture, but they will pay the person who actually took it, the original person, to, you know, pay them to use their photo for something.
Mm-hmm.
So you consider doing that?
I definitely would. Make money any way you can.
Have you ever thought about making like album covers for somebody?
Yeah, like right now we're working on this project in class. We're supposed to make like a movie poster. And I'm going to, like, do, like, a recreation of The Breakfast Club. And, like, so I would definitely do albums if I can do, like, a movie poster.
So what are some of your favorite projects from photography?
The one I'm working on now and the ones we had to work with a lot in. I could show you some of them if you want, but probably later.
Yeah. But you want to elaborate on one of those projects?
When we had to find tutorials online and, like, edit any way we wanted, I did one where I made everything look glitchy, stuff like that.
So is there, like, are you, like, the best person to take pictures in your class?
I wouldn't say all that, but I'm up there.
What has being in Warren Central Photography taught you over the last 2 years of your high school?
I would say it's taught me how much you really do with just one picture. Like, you see, like, in the history books, like, you can hear a story, but actually seeing the picture, that really changes people, and you can really change someone's perspective just with your art.
And what is one thing you wish you knew before you start the photography?
I wish I knew how much of an impact and how much of a profitable business this was. Because at first, when I joined the class, I was thinking, oh, yeah, I like to take pictures. I can take pictures of myself, post it on Instagram. I think that's what a lot of people do in the class. But you really, if you, like, work hard on it, you could, like, get a really good job with it. You can really just do a lot.
Yeah, I know they have internships for people who like photography for, like, certain clubs or even, like, businesses who are trying to get onto their feet, I should say.
Yeah, that is true.
That's the end of my podcast, Warren's World. Thank you for coming in and sharing some of your information about photography.
So this is a new edition of Warren's World, guys. Welcome to Warren Central Radio Station, and we're here to talk about Stuco with Allie. How you doing, ma'am?
Good. How are you?
Very great. Okay, so to start off about this introduction to Stuco, can you tell us what it is? Because some people don't know about it.
Student Council is a big group of our students here at Warren who pretty much want to make our community better by volunteering in our community. We do points, which would be hours of community service. And you just have to make sure that you're helping our community in a better way and making sure that you're making an impact on other people.
Okay. Do you guys do anything like over the weekend or outside of school?
Yeah. Most of our point opportunities are outside of school. So after school or on the weekends, but it's pretty easy.
How early do you have to be there?
It just depends on the event. We do mostly elementary and sunny day activities where you go after school and you help set up for their fall festivals or their spring flings.
Okay. Do you guys like prepare anything, like have arrangements to where you're going to do this day and have it like this and then assign people, or no?
So we have a Google Classroom where all of our members have access to every point opportunity we allow them to volunteer at. And pretty much we post the event and any of our members can sign up and go to that event and earn hours towards their points.
Okay. As far as that, like what age group, not age group, but class group is allowed to be in Stuco?
You can be a freshman through senior. We do have like requirements going into student council. Obviously, we do applications every time we get a new set of officers. So if we get a new set of officers the December of your senior year, you cannot reapply just because you need to be in it for a full year.
Okay. Is it difficult for students like having the freshmen come in with you veterans or no?
No, not at all.
Okay. Another thing is, how do you guys cooperate as a team?
I feel like as a team, we do our monthly meetings, which we cooperate really well. But most of our student councils pretty much, you know, you do your service hours and the officers work really well together to make sure that the council flows and that everything goes in order.
Okay. Can you explain to us the different type of jobs?
So in student council, you have your one job of just volunteering and making sure that you do make our community better. But our officers, which you apply and you give a speech and your council votes for you. Those are the people who plan our prom, our homecoming, any events like Home Fest. So they're the pretty much big roles. And then we also have our advisors, which are obviously teachers.
Okay, so who do you think like has the most difficult job, or do you think it's all equal?
I think that if you are an officer, it's definitely the biggest job you can have. And it's probably the hardest because you kind of know what you're going into, but you don't really. And it's pretty stressful when you get to homecoming season and prom season.
Okay. And how do you guys try to, like, how can I say it? Like, expand, like, for people to join, like, expand who you are as your StuCo Council?
So pretty much when freshmen come into Warren, usually have a group that knows that they want to be in student council. They've already heard about it at their middle schools. And so they're pretty hype about getting their applications in and just making sure that they're involved in the student council. And then we have applications available. And a bunch of our council members do make sure that we get more freshmen to join because they know how good the group is.
Okay. And the last question is there anything you think you can do to fit, like, know your knowledge of student council out for when you go out in a real world?
I definitely think that being in student council helps you become a better person just by your knowledge of what the community really is. Living on the east side is completely different than living on the north side or the west side. So you definitely get to see what goes on in your community, and you get to expand your knowledge from your community to other communities by helping.
Okay. And so this wraps it up. Thank you for coming out here, Allie. And this is another edition of Warren's World. Make sure you guys tune in. And thank you for telling us thus as Warren Central and a community for everything. Thank you.
Hello. Welcome to this edition of Warren's World. It's Cameron here.
And it's your boy, DJ Reese, or you can just call me Reese.
And today we're going to be talking about spring break. Well, a little recap of the things we did, some things that happened, and just anything that we want to talk about, really.
Yeah, it's crazy that I know spring break is probably a little bit ago, but it's still such a fresh memory for me. How about you?
For real, yeah. Like, I'm ready to go back on break, you know? I just got back in school, and now I'm ready to go back. But it's always good to have a little break from school and just test and all types of stuff.
Yeah, it feels, I mean, because, like, spring break really was good. Like, it was just a good time to rest.
I know for you it was a good time.
But yeah, we'll go into that actually in a little bit. But
yeah, so tell me a little bit about what you did over spring break.
Oh, for me? Okay, we're going to go ahead and do that. Okay.
Yeah, just talk right in.
Well, okay, I went on a trip to Florida. Mm-hmm. Well, Tampa, Florida, to be specific.
Okay.
And I went to go visit my grandparents, and I got to spend some time by myself, actually. But it was really nice because I got to get away and, you know, just rest. And I have never, this is going to be so weird, like, I've never actually slept in, like, ever. Like, I'm always
ever?
Like, I'm always, like, I would say sleeping in is, like, past, like, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock? For me, sleeping in is, like, 10, 11.
Yeah, but because, like, over spring break, you want to sleep in, or, I mean, unless you work. And I think didn't you say you worked?
Yeah, that's what I mainly did over break. I just worked. Because,
but it pays off, though. So.
Exactly. My paycheck going to be fat when it comes in, you know? And I'm going to be able to get some new stuff, like spring and summer clothes, you know?
Yeah. Because you already went spring shopping.
Anyway.
But anyways, like I said, I went to Tampa, Florida for like a week. It was back in last month, actually. Mm-hmm. It seems weird if I don't actually include the day of the time that I left. But I left for a week. And on the trip, I did a lot of reflecting, and I did a lot of reading, too, which is really weird. Because we're like, oh, why are you reading over spring break? I think that's just kind of, it's really relaxing. And I think a lot of the time, you know, to be on break means to kind of be lazy. But I think you can still be productive while you're on break.
Break never hurts to learn about something.
Right. I mean, because one thing that really was funny, well, the one thing that on my trip that really kind of really struck me was getting on two planes there and then getting on two planes back. It was like the first day I got to Tampa, I slept for like, I think I either slept for like 14 or 16 hours.
Oh my God.
Like, I literally was so tired, and my grandma, like, cause they like live near the beach and stuff. So a lot of the time I would literally just go outside, or, and they also have a dog. So I went on like walks and stuff with the dog, and yeah.
Just being helpful to your grandparents, spend time with them. That's always good.
You're right. I mean, it was really good to see them because I know they wanted to move back to the warm, sunny weather, and I don't blame them because the weather was down there was so nice.
I bet, yeah, because I went down there for Christmas break.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so nice.
Like, I know.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I would move down there for, like, winter time.
Yeah.
Like, our winter.
Yeah.
But their summers, I would not want to stay down there because it can get hot.
So hot. I can't imagine, like, places like Arizona and, like,
right,
or
in
California.
Texas,
or,
and,
yeah,
like, I don't
they
know.
Get really, really hot during
in
the
Vegas,
summer.
Oh, my goodness, that's, like, dry heat. Like, yeah. No, like, no air. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but anyways, also, one thing I really did, like, because I talked about one thing I didn't like. One thing I did enjoy on my fall break, well, oh my God, fall break, really?
Spring break.
Spring break. I'm already looking forward to fall break.
You just skip summer break, like, we get that.
No, but honestly, one thing I really did enjoy on my spring break was kind of, it's really hard to explain this because, like, mentally, it's like a mentally thing. Like, I get to really, really realize a lot of things, like, mentally, it was kind of relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, I guess I was still kind of exhausted because I did a lot of walking while I was down there. But I think a lot of the walking I did really, you know, and going out on early mornings to go for walks and stuff mm-hmm. was so nice. It's so needed. So that's one of the things that I liked.
I bet because, like, it's Tampa.
Right. Like, it's so close. But it was so packed. I cannot. I know it was during spring break and it was, like, it's probably usually packed. But, like, oh my gosh, going to the beach right. was so packed.
Like spring break, especially like if you would have went to Miami.
Oh God.
Oh my goodness. That's like college student city. Like that's where everybody goes on spring break to Miami.
Right.
Like I saw so many people's Snapchats and posts and Twitter posts. Like it was, Miami was where it's at.
Right. I wanted to go somewhere where I really could, I mean, spend a chunk of money where it's not as bad as like staying with myself. Because it can be really expensive when you stay by yourself.
Yeah, and you're alone and you're so young. Like, it's crazy not to travel with your parents. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm scared.
Yeah, I think, I don't know why, but like, at a young age, I was very independent. Like, I really didn't need that. I mean, I'm not going to say I didn't need, you know, parentship or, you know, that. But like, I was very independent. So I kind of did a lot of the things by myself. And I was very creative as a kid. And it kind of, I think that's probably, that's why I am the way that I am now. So
yeah, you can do stuff on your own. Like I know a lot of kids, well, soon to be young adults.
Yeah.
They aren't that very, like they aren't independent. Like they have to still depend on their parents for a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And they can't do the same things that you could probably do. Because I know if I went somewhere without my parents, I don't know. I've never traveled without my parents. So I don't, I don't know.
I'm going to be honest. It is. Traveling, like, by myself over break was a little bit scary because it was a lot of the times that I felt like I would get lost. But most of the time, I really didn't get lost. I kind of just read the signs, and it kind of made it more easier. I actually met, like, a few people and was kind of good knowing that I kind of wasn't the only solo traveler or the only one, you know. But, you know, we got a couple trips coming up, baby.
Right.
But anyways, okay, we talked about me now. So I know you worked, but what did you get out of working? I mean, obviously you get paid, but like, what did you, you know, get out of it besides just getting paid?
I made some new regular customers. Like, you know, you have your basic customers that come in every once in a while, but we finally got some regulars that I see like on a daily basis. Because in school, like I might not see people like during the morning time or something. Like it's just nice to see people like interacting with people that are genuine and nice. Because everybody in the food industry, people think it's so, like, I need my stuff and I need it now. But, like, I will never treat somebody the same way how people have treated me.
That is so true. Because I feel like, especially when, because I actually also work in the food industry and you know, work at fast food places. But I think it's really easy to get mad at other people. Especially when they treat you bad. But it's
right, like so fast.
Like, but it's like, you kind of catch yourself. It's like, you got to be the bigger person. So.
Right, you have to be like, even though they're older than me and they're being childish, I have to be
mature.
The young adult that I am, right. that I was taught by my parents, and just be like, hey, I'm not going to get mad. It's nothing to get mad about. It's just a cup.
Oh, is that actually what they got mad about?
Right. I mean, like, people get mad over everything. They'd be like, it's juice on the side of my cup. Like they just get mad. It's like, it's juice.
That's literally a customer. I mean, she asked for a whole thing of napkins. It was kind of hilarious. But, like, honestly, on back to the topic. So, I mean.
But, like, what I also learned over break was, like, I can't get mad over temporary things. Like, people will get mad at you over, like, money or something's not there. Or stuff that's out of your control. Like, about a cook. Like, I'm not a cook. I'm a cashier. Like, that's two totally different things. I don't know anything that they're doing back there. And people get mad at me because I don't know what they're doing. Like, that's not even in my job description.
Right.
Like, I don't even know what they're doing. So I just have to learn. I have to learn how to control my temper more.
Yeah.
And just be more kind to people, because it's hard for me because I can catch an attitude real fast, but now I'm learning to just be more chill.
And be more compassionate.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you show compassion to other people, it really does show how mature you are, and it really does kind of reflect what kind of values you have for like other people who, you know, who don't temporarily deserve it, or you know.
Yeah.
So.
And I just know the struggles. I finally know now that after my first job, I know the struggles that waitresses go through, waiters, cashiers. Like, I never knew, like, so much goes into just this one little sandwich.
It seems so easy, but it's so overlooked. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, I would never see somebody like that, how people have treated other people, like, ever.
Yeah.
And people can be so rude, but it's ridiculous. But over break, I hung out with a couple of my friends that I haven't hung out with in a while. And it's nice to catch up with old friends that you haven't talked to, or you might have talked to, but you just haven't seen them. It's different texting somebody when you're
you just go see them.
Right, in person. Like, you might live in the same city, same state, everything, but it's like, it's hard to see somebody, you know?
Yeah. I mean, what did you guys do? Like, did you go like...
Yeah, we just went to the movies, like, meeting other group of friends. We went to go see 5 Feet Apart.
Oh yeah, with Cole Sprouse and
Well, we really didn't watch the movie because we were just laughing the whole time.
Oh wow.
Because like, even though like I didn't really care for the movie, it's just like the like fellowship with your friends. Like,
yeah,
I didn't really care less about the movie. Like, I really didn't want to go see it. But it was just like my friends wanted to, so I went anyways, and it was just hilarious. Like, when you're with your friends and you can laugh, like, the whole time, that's the best time to me. It's better than just, like, sitting at home.
Right. I mean, just go out, have fun. Even if you're going to the movies. Like, I mean, obviously, it's still good to just get out. And, like, even if you didn't actually want to see the movie, it's still good to be around those people because, you know, they make your break so much more fun.
Right. And then I also learned that if you want to do something with somebody, just do it. Like,
yeah.
Just out of spontaneous, like, one of my friends, like, one of my old good friends hit me up and was like, hey, do you want to hang out and go to Red Lobster? Like, are you free? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, let's just do it. Like, just out of the wing, it was planned in, like, 10 minutes. And then 30 minutes later, we were at Red Lobster chilling and eating some shrimp. Like, it's just, you have to wing it. Like, when you just in the moment of texting somebody, just hang out with that person. It doesn't matter if you haven't, texted in months or anything. Like, it don't matter. Just do it. If you want to, like, if you're still on good terms, you can still go out there and have fun with somebody, you know?
Right. That's like, that's just the best feeling, knowing that you, even though you haven't talked to someone so long, it's so good to still have that relationship with them.
Right. It's like you never fell off. Like, the train kept going, even though you might have lost sight of it, but you just kept going. Right. It's still there.
That's an amazing feeling because it's like, you know, it's like you still have respect for that person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, what did you learn over break?
Well, another thing, what did I learn? Okay, that's I don't know if I was like, did I already tell you that? No. But one thing I really learned is being very open to everything, because, like, things kind of happen so fast that you don't even realize it. Like, for an example is, okay, so, and, you know, also another thing is also being present, but, you know, like I said, but really when I was on the trip, I really had to be more aware and I had to really like think of things kind of quickly because everything does happen quickly when you're in an airport. A lot of people are moving and you have to know where you're going. So a lot of the time I was probably, I think one time I was, two times I was actually lost. I was going really slow and then I would be like a little bit nervous about missing my flight. But then again, you have to be kind of quick between those things because, you know,
You gotta be on your toes because you miss your flight that you pay for, then you gotta pay for another one.
And like also one thing that also, the reason it took me so long is because I went to go eat and it's like I have to go rush to go on my flight and then finally get to my final destination. But one thing it also taught me was being present, like I said, because a lot of the time I'm in a million different places. And it's like really hard because even I feel like a college student can relate or just anybody can relate in general because they have a lot on their plate. But I think being present really taught me that everything can happen not because you wanted to, because it's supposed to. Mm. That sounds really corny and cliche and whatever, but I kind of believe that. And, you know, being present really kind of, it makes you forget everything else that happens and everything that's supposed to happen. It just kind of puts you in the now. So that's, you know, that's so good.
Okay, well, that wraps it up for us on this edition of our spring break recap of what we did. If you have any questions, You can hit us up on really anything.
You can hit us up in the comment section.
Right, in the comments. You can hit us up in the comments if you have any questions. But that is for us, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Warren's World right here on 91.1 WEDM.